This is a HeadGum Original.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Jake and Amir,
yes, sir.
Two Jews that you can't forget. In 2010, they were big on the internet. But then three failed pilots, two rejected movie scripts. One last-ditch effort to try and stop their career from going to shit.
Segments.
Another podcast.
Segments.
Each app different from the last.
Segments.
It's the Swiss Army Knife of shows.
Now
meet your two pathetic hosts.
Yes.
This is Segments, the only podcast that reinvents itself every 8 to 12 minutes.
Ever changing, ever evolving, always adapting. That's Segments for you.
I have another surprise segment for you that I didn't tell you about.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Should we do it first?
We have to, because it is another mystery guest.
God damn it. God damn it.
I've invited the second mystery guest. The first mystery guest was your wife. You didn't get it.
Yes.
So close your eyes. I'm inviting a new mystery guest into the chat.
Okay.
I don't know if this person is as adept as Jill. So close your eyes.
Dave
as
Rosenberg.
I invite them into Dave. The Zoom. And again, the name of the segment is Mystery Guest. This is Mystery Guest Part 2. I'm inviting somebody that we both know. That's the only stipulation. Okay.
We both know
this human.
Got it.
We don't know if it's a cousin of yours that I met once, somebody we worked with in an obscure setting, somebody like
wow,
your
it's
wife.
My cousin Johnny.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you have 20 yes or no questions to try to figure out the identity of this mystery guest.
Incredible. Can I open my eyes yet?
They've been admitted into the room. Great job again. Okay. All right. Okay. This is good. MG has entered the chat.
So, okay.
Again, camera off, audio off. You're going to ask them questions. This person has to respond yes or no.
And are they going to be using the chat or voice?
They will be using the chat, I believe. Mystery guest, can you confirm? Yes. Okay.
Why?
Chat.
Interesting.
Unless they're asking why. Why should I answer that question? All right. That one didn't count. You're at zero.
All right. Okay. Hello, Mr. Guest.
I love it already again.
last time the Mr. Guest was my wife. Will you try to embarrass me by making it somebody I know very well?
Or is it Jill again?
And, yeah. That is the question. Let's do this. Mystery guest, do you love me?
Oh, that's a really good question. Wow. Lowercase y. That's nice.
That's good. All right.
Subjective 20 questions.
Yeah.
Is the love that you feel for me pure, or is it like a friendship love?
All right. Good stuff. Mystery guest, have I seen you personally, physically, in person in the last month?
Another great question. You're already playing better than you did last round.
I have to. It was embarrassing last time. Jill and I had to get a trial separation. What? Yes. Okay.
Wow. Physically
I have to ask, are you my wife? Mr. Guest, are you my wife?
That's a really good question.
No.
It's not, okay, it's not Jill. But that was not in play and I did consider it and I knew that you'd think about it. So I ultimately had to veto. Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Guest, do you live in New York City?
Yes.
Yes.
Four questions down. Somebody you love, you've seen, not Jill, but lives in New York.
This is great. I barely see anybody. Mr. Guest, are we related?
Good question. Wow, you're zeroing in. This is much faster. Yes.
Oh, yes. Okay. Has to be Micah. It has to be Micah. Mr. Guest, are you Micah?
No.
No.
Not Micah.
You wouldn't have been able to, it's not, okay, we're related. Is it my sister Liza?
Liza, do we hear Liza, yes or no? No.
No, okay. We are related and you live in New York City and
seven
you're not my brother
deep.
Or sister. What are you talking about? What are you talking about? Are you a cousin of mine, Mr. Guest?
That's a good question. Do your cousins love you? No.
Okay.
Eight questions deep now. You got 12 left.
You are we related by law?
Common or otherwise? Wait, I have to ask to clarify. What does that mean?
Like my sister-in-law.
I see. Like through
or
marriage.
Or is it blood? Yeah. Are you basically on Jill's side of the family?
No. Not related through law.
You are related to me and you live in New York City and I've seen you. Now we're getting to that point where I get embarrassed because I should know a member of my own family that lives in New York City.
Yes.
And I think I don't.
Is that
legal? Okay. Are you a member of my immediate family?
That's a really good question. And this is your 10th question. Yes.
Yes. You don't live in, Mr. Guest, you do not live in New York City. You said you're not Micah and you're not Eliza. And okay. I mean, and you're not my wife. Is it my daughter?
Is it
Mr.
Gemma?
Guest, are you Gemma?
Yes.
Wow.
Let's see Gemma.
Wow.
Mystery Gemma.
You tried to get me.
Yes,
kiddo. You tried to get me. You absolutely
She's answering. She's absolutely
Was she typing?
Answering. She had
Were you
to.
Typing?
She
Beauty,
just typed
do you
no.
See me?
Were you typing?
Hey. Hey.
I'm your uncle.
Hey, little buckaroo.
She's concerned, confused.
Face? She's not she's slapping in excitement.
All right.
We have a few of us here. You guys did great.
Good answer. Hey, hello.
Hey,
welcome, everybody.
Too.
You guys did great. It's funny that it didn't dawn on you right away that you're related to Gemma, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, that...
Leading through the entire conversation.
But you did get there eventually.
Well, I didn't think you would stoop so low as to have an infant... try to play this game.
A pawn in my game.
Yes. Gemma, you almost got me, you beauty.
Yes, Gemma. Jill sent me a very funny photo of Gemma looking very coy and sneaky in front of the computer 5 minutes ago.
You have to send it to me next.
She looked very cheeky. Yes. Jill and I text a lot, so this was just a natural question.
I actually don't love that. Next time, yes, there's the smile. That's what I was waiting for. Next time you try to play mystery guest, I guess I'm just guessing Jill and Gemma right off the bat. What is she eating? Jillian, what is she eating?
Help. She's supposed to be vegan.
We were in the waiting room for a little while.
She had to have a snack.
She was famished. She was famished.
Gemma, you know how rude it is to eat on a Zoom? Nobody likes when you do that.
She did just throw the pear on the floor as you said
that.
All right.
She's a lady on the go.
Good job, everybody.
Especially Gemma. You almost got
Gemma and Jill. Bye for now.
Love you guys. Oh my good God.
There is no length I wouldn't go to have Gemma on the show.
I know what gets the clicks. Your daughter will be the screen cap. Your daughter will be the thumbnail.
Her thumbs will be the thumbnail. All right, great job, Jake.
Thank you. Yeah, that one felt better.
Losers. All right, we can relax a little bit.
Phew, mystery guest over. I didn't totally embarrass myself. That was solid. I would have thought me and Gemma were related by law, but yeah, I guess she's from my loins.
Yeah, blood for sure. Blood for sure.
Okay, my turn to embarrass you. How about that?
Yeah. Oh, this one is dick pic or nah?
Yes.
We're gonna see if I can find my dick in a lineup.
This is actually a dick measuring contest. So I'm going to go need you to get a ruler, a yardstick, or some measuring tape, or a piece of twine that we'll mail in.
Or a cork of wine.
We should finally stoop so low that we just measure each other's dicks as a segment.
Did this ever come up in a Jake and Me video where it's like measuring dicks by jousting and whoever's dick touches the other person's body first has the longer dick?
I think Jeff and Dave used to do that when they were kids.
Swashbuckling as a dick measuring contest.
It would have been a really good CH all-nighter sketch, I think.
Yeah, we'll save it for later.
Okay, this is a memory game.
Okay.
It's pretty simple. I found it online at a place called EnglishRoom.com. But basically, I'm gonna read a short story. It's a short paragraph, a series of sentences to you.
Yeah.
And all that's gonna happen is when I'm done, you're gonna try to repeat back to me what I said
verbatim.
Okay. And you can type it in the chat. I'll put it in. We'll get your score.
I have to type in this entire paragraph from memory. Okay. How is your memory in general? Is it better or worse than mine, do you think?
My short-term memory, and I think it might be similar for you, is actually very good. Like, I think from reading scripts from improv, I was able to basically remember these sentences.
Uh-huh.
But my long-term memory is terrible. Tomorrow, I won't remember that we played this game.
Got it. That's more medium. Long term is like, would you remember who your fifth grade teacher's name was or something?
I guess I remember things that happened to me a long time ago, but I also, like, I couldn't tell you, you know, what I did last summer or something.
Yeah. Did you watch I Know What You Did Last Summer?
Yeah, that's with Sarah Michelle Gellar. Is that right?
I think it's with Jennifer Love Hewitt. See, this is Jennifer the long term memory. Hewitt.
Yeah. And it's not Neve Campbell because she's Scream, right?
I want to say
I think
Freddie
it's Sarah Michelle
Prince.
Gellar and
Freddie Prince.
No, it's Freddie Prince. It's all these. It's all this Brat Pack kids type thing.
It's melding
Freddie
together.
Freddie Prince. It's Ryan Felipe.
Yes, it's Reese Witherspoon.
Yeah. Oh, it might be Reese Witherspoon.
It's Sarah Michelle Gellar. Old Sarah Michelle Gellar.
Who's that other guy that says "I'll be right back"? He plays Shaggy.
Matthew Lillard.
Matthew Lillard. Yes, yeah. Matthew Lillard.
My personality is Matthew meets Damian Lillard.
You wish. You absolutely wish. All right. I'm going to repeat this to you up to three times.
Okay? Easy.
Three times.
Thank you. I'm going to close my eyes so I'm not influenced by anything else.
Yeah. My name is Scott. I'm 7 years old. This is my bag. I have two pens, three pencils, and one ruler. I am sitting on my chair in my classroom. There is a book on my desk. There is a wastebasket on the floor. Okay, that's it.
Okay.
I'll read it again.
Don't need to.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Type it back, and we'll plug it in and see what you got.
My name is Scott.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 7 years old. Okay. I am sitting at my desk. I have a bag. Inside are two pens, three pencils. There's a ruler on my desk. Need I say more?
Okay. So that's what you're inputting.
That's right.
I'll go into guess for you.
Yeah.
Okay. You are missing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 words.
Okay. Well, that's because you only read it once. You're supposed to read it three times.
Dingo. Shh.
He just coughed. He's giving me a hint.
He's trying to. Actually, you might have gotten a few more right because your typos in this chat.
Yeah. I mean, do you want me to... It's verbatim. It's not just the details.
Yeah, it's verbatim.
Okay. All right. Let's hear it again,
That's
I
what
guess.
Makes it a memory game. No, yeah. I'll give you the next story. I'll give you the next
story.
We're
off. We're done with this one. Okay. How did I do?
You failed the first one.
Okay.
You missed 9 words. Okay.
That's not that many. Okay. All right. Fine.
Yeah.
Maybe this Today one I'll actually I am... hear more than once. Which, by the way, was really fucked up of you to just admit.
You
to say...
chose that. You tried to show off. You tried to show off. And you didn't do too bad. But you forgot that he was sitting near a wastebasket, didn't you, asshole?
Did not remember that part. Yeah, okay. I'm trying to build a picture in my mind, and you keep blabbering on about
it. There's a wastebasket on the floor. Okay. You didn't say shit about the wastebasket.
Okay.
Today, I am learning English. Our teacher tells us to stand up and make a circle. She says, put your ruler on your head. Then she says, put your eraser on your nose. Now point to the map on the wall. Sit down on your chair. Take out your pen and book. I'll read that again if you
don't need to.
Like. Don't need to? Yeah. All right, good. Go ahead.
Now this one I'll hear again because it was slightly more details.
Today I am learning English.
Yeah.
Don't repeat it back to me. Don't interrupt. Our teacher tells us to stand up and make
a circle. Yeah.
She says, put your ruler on your head. We're seeing if active listening works.
Yeah.
Then she says, put your eraser on your nose. Now point to the map on the wall. Sit down on your chair. Take out your pen and book. Okay. Do you want to hear it one more time or do you want to go for it?
Of course I want to hear it again because you're fucking nitpicking every freaking word. Today, I know the gist.
I am learning English.
Okay.
Our teacher tells us to stand up and make a circle. She says, put your ruler on your head. Then she says, put your eraser on your nose. Now point to the map on the wall. Sit down on your chair. Take out your pen and book.
Okay, today I'm learning English. Easy.
Yes?
My teacher tells us to stand up and get in a circle. Put your ruler on your head. Then she says, put your ruler on your head, put your eraser on your nose, point to the map, then sit in your chair and take out your pen and book, which
I sort of nailed. Good.
Yeah.
You did sort of nail it.
I got the gist. I'm an improviser slash comedian, so I can't stick to the script verbatim, but I'll hit all the beats. It's fine for an audition.
Good. That was not fully correct, but it was good.
It was the general gist, to be sure.
It was the general gist of the general.
Yes.
Okay.
What about a shirt that says general gist?
Oh, that's good. That would be a good companion to general cleanliness.
Oh, yeah. I guess we did have a shirt that said that. Okay. I didn't realize that.
Today, I am learning art. I take out my book. My teacher says, draw a picture of an orange sun. Next, draw a blue house and a black tree. I put away my book. I am hungry, so I eat a green apple and a red ant.
No, you added that last part.
I did not. I did absolutely not. And it's erased the rest of the... I also... It sounds like a poem, right?
Yeah,
that's just a poem
Did you write that one? Can I guess that you wrote it? Ha'un sits in a red circle.
Ha'un sits and eats a red ant.
This one's annoying because everything is a fucking weird color. Okay, let's hear it again.
Today I am learning art. I take out my book. My teacher says, draw a picture of an orange sun. Next, draw a blue house and a black tree. I put away my book. I am hungry, so I eat a green apple and a red ant.
Okay, I got it.
Yeah.
Today I am learning art. My teacher tells me.
What do you do before your teacher says anything?
Today I am learning art. I'm really focused on the fucking colors of the nouns.
Well, you're not going to be able to draw
shit. My teacher tells me to sit down.
No, you take out your book.
That's what I said. Tells me to take out my book.
No, you said today I'm learning art.
Yeah.
Then you said my teacher.
I just take out my book apropos of nothing?
You say today I'm learning art. I take out my book.
My teacher tells me to draw an orange sun, a blue house,
an sun.
And a black tree.
Yes.
I close my book.
Put away my book.
I am hungry. I eat a green apple. And yeah, with a side of a red ant.
Bravo.
And can I have a side of a red ant? Do you guys have red ants?
Let's just eat the one ant. I mean, I already had an apple, a green apple, as it were.
How about this? Close your eyes and see if you can remember the first story you told me. I typed it out. Because now that it's been three stories, that first one is long gone for me. But you, I don't know, read it. Maybe it's a little, in your memory a little more than mine. Like, I literally couldn't even tell you what it's about.
Yeah.
It was short-term memory.
School. Yeah. He's like, oh, my name is Scott.
Nice.
Today I am in class.
Now, how old is he?
Oh, my name is Scott. I'm 68 years old.
Close. Seven.
Yes, I'm 7 years old.
Okay.
I am in the classroom.
He's sitting at his desk and he has a bag. But what's inside?
I have my bag. Inside, I have a notebook and a pen.
Nope. Three pencils,
yes. Two pens, and one ruler.
That's correct.
There is a wastebasket. There is a wastebasket on the floor.
That's the part I forgot.
For breakfast, I had a red ant.
I'm famished. I start scavenging for ants. I can't find not one ant to satiate my ant appetite. Did I ever tell you did we ever discuss that book that I read called Moonwalking with Einstein? I don't read a lot of books, but it's about this guy, Jonathan Safran Foer's brother. Mm. Talking about memory, I really remember this book very well. It's a guy who covered the U.S. memory competition, or maybe international memory competition. And he got so into it that he's like, I think I can learn how to do this. My memory is not great, but there's enough tips and tricks. And then within a few years, won it.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is like all the, I think you did tell me about this. This is like the memory palace stuff, right?
Exactly. You can memorize a deck of cards in under a minute or two by assigning each one an action, an object, and a person. So a three of clubs and a four of hearts and a 10 of diamonds is actually you're in your house and Michael Jackson is dribbling a cake. And that's a lot easier to remember than the three cards. And then the next three cards are I go to my bedroom and what do I see? Albert Einstein butt fucking a frog. And that means three more cards.
Nice.
So there are ways for me to improve.
I mean, that sounds awesome. I don't even need to do the deck. I'll just think about that Einstein bestiality.
The two takeaways that I still use / have are, one, when you meet somebody, they tell you their name, but it's in one ear, out the other if they're just Greg. Yeah. So what you can do is when they say, hey, my name is Greg, you imagine Greg Maddox either fucking or killing that person. And that creates a hook in your brain. That's when I see this guy, I imagine Greg Maddox slitting his throat. Mm. And I'll never forget Greg from that.
That's cool.
The second thing is they showed a class of kids, 50 images in a row. And then kind of like this, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, all the way to 50. And they're like, all right, how many of them can you remember? And they're like, you showed it to me too fast. I don't know, 2, 3, 4, 5, maybe 10. And then they're like, all right, here's 50 more pictures. Some of them you've seen in the 50 that we showed you, and some of them are brand new. And they could pretty much get 100% recall of if it was new or old. So wow. Just because you can't like recall it from scratch doesn't mean that you don't remember it. It is still somewhere in your brain at like nearly 100% retention.
So it's just about access.
Yeah, like if I said name your, like tomorrow I'm like, name that story. You're like, I have no fucking clue. I'm like, okay, here's the story that it was, and here's the story that it wasn't. You're like, oh, it's definitely the one about Scott. It's not like the one about a caterpillar or something.
Yeah, yeah. So the memory is there.
Wow. You just have to access it in weird, different, unique ways.
That's cool. We should make a biohacking segment.
Oh, interesting. Huberman style.
Yeah, basic, like a Limitless-esque type podcast. That's baked cool. In here.
Yeah. I kind of wanted to do a fake Huberman style podcast. Maybe I can do a segment like that.
Right.
See if I can.
Foberman.
Yeah. A Bloomerman lab.
Bloomerman Gab.
It's about making, I don't know, your ears bigger or some shit.
It's perfect.
Thank you to Squarespace for sponsoring this episode of our show. We love Squarespace.
That's correct. I use Squarespace over and over again, all the time. It is my go-to.
Yeah, you've built multiple websites.
Yes, yes.
It's kind of insane. You're like almost a Squarespace entrepreneur at this point. You must have made, what, 3, 5, 50 websites?
I am a mogul. Yeah, I am a scion of Squarespace.
So you know how easy it is to design, and you don't need to know much programming, if any, at all, to create a professional-looking online store, portfolio, blog, vlog. Hell, you'll even create a slog.
I have created a slog, and it is a slog.
Yeah, yeah. That's a secret vlog.
Right.
You can even purchase domain names through Squarespace. Jake, what did you find that people can buy right now?
Fly a bike. You've heard of fly a kite. Well, how about you fly a bike? That's where you tie a string to a bike and run with it and see if it will fly. And if it does, you'll post it on this website, flyabike.com. Thanks, Sharks.
That's pretty good, actually. Yeah. Mine is bikeafly.com, which is also available.
Really?
Yep.
You can bike a fly? That's good.
Yeah, you put a little flea on like a bike. Like, oh my God, look at this tiny little circus.
Yeah. All right. Cool. That's really smart.
So if you want to buy those domain names, or maybe somebody in your life is turning 50 and you want to buy them a website to show you how much you appreciate them, you can buy their full name.com if it's available. You can do it all.
Gorgeous.
And you can also do email campaigns. You can sell content. They got award-winning customer service. They even got a new AI tool called Squarespace AI to update written content on any website, product description, or email. So it can generate instant personalized results for your brand, which is kind of cool.
Very cool.
So to get access to all these cool features and more, just head to squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain by using that code segments.
Baller.
Yeah, that's squarespace.com/segments to save 10% off your first purchase. And then when you're ready to launch, you'll just use that code segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Squarespace. Thank you to Rocket Money for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Wow. Very excited.
Jake, did you know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions that they just completely forgot about?
I did know that, but only because we've done one of these ads before, and I was floored when I found out.
Yeah, streaming content. You download an app to learn a thing, and then 13 months later, you're paying $6.95 for a flexibility course that you haven't taken since 2022.
Mm-hmm. You're stiff as a board. I mean, my God.
That's going to happen. Well, thank you, because Rocket Money is a personal finance app
That
finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower those bills so you can grow your savings.
Beautiful.
Rocket Money sort of scours your bill. They say, get rid of this, this, that, and the other, and then you can suddenly find yourself with some extra cash in your pocket.
Exactly right.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions. Holy smokes.
Really good.
An average of $740 a year when you use the app's robust features. You found some stuff on Rocket Money that you canceled, right?
Yes. Yes.
I mean, you don't have to name names, of course, but like what? You saved, I thought you said close to $1,500, $1,600 a month?
That's, hey, easy does it.
A lot of gray area, quasi-legal,
kind of
dangerous subscriptions that Rocket Money found.
That wasn't me.
And canceled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and actually now I want them back.
I'm scared without them. So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/segments.
Oh, yeah.
That's rocketmoney.com/segments. rocketmoney.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, Rocket Money. Thank you to Helix for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Jake, you love Helix. You sleep on a Helix.
I certainly do. That is correct. I'm proud to do it.
It's your favorite mattress. You know why? Because it's personalized to you.
That's right. I took the sleep exam. I passed the sleep test.
I am
certified, licensed, professional sleep, not quiz, test taker. Kind of like the bar, but for mattresses, folks.
Yeah, it says you take a Helix sleep quiz and you can find your mattress in under 2 minutes.
For some.
Super fast, super simple.
It took me 11 days to take that test.
Jesus Christ.
Yes. It was open book, but questions. I really wanted it to be perfect.
Of course it's open book. It's just how you sleep.
Not just that, but yeah, kind of.
And then Helix has a lineup of over 20 unique mattresses, including the award-winning Lux collection.
That's actually what I sleep on, folks.
Wow. So you take the quiz, and then they ship you the mattress. And all mattresses come with a 10 or 15 year warranty. So if you're sleeping on a mattress for so long, it might be time to upgrade. And the best way to upgrade is by going to helix.com/segments.
Right.
Then you take that quiz and you get 20% off all mattress orders and 2 free pillows if you go to that URL.
Damn.
So check it out. Go to helixsleep.com/segments and use the code helixpartner20.
Right on.
So the URL is helixsleep.com/segments. The code is helixpartner20. All one word. You get 20% off your mattress.
Right.
This is the best offer yet, and it won't last long.
No, sir.
So with Helix, better sleep starts now. It starts right now.
That's right.
Thanks, Helix.
Thank you.
Thank you to BetterHelp for sponsoring this episode of our show.
Oh, yeah, baby.
It can be easy to ignore your social battery and spread yourself thin, but that's not helping anybody.
Right on. It is not.
If you're feeling depressed or anxious about the state of the world or some sort of interpersonal relationship you're having with family, friends, loved ones, your job potentially.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
The best way to help yourself out of life's difficult situations is to talk to a professionally licensed therapist. And the best way to find a therapist is with BetterHelp.
Exactly. Right.
Finding a therapist used to be so difficult. You used to like have to ask a friend of a friend, drive to a waiting room, give it a shot, see how it goes. But with BetterHelp,
right.
You just fill out a brief questionnaire, you get matched with a licensed therapist right away, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge.
Perfect.
And you know the whole thing's online too.
Oh yeah. So you don't have to drive somewhere. You don't have to sit anywhere. You can just log on from your house. You can even text your therapist, which is very nice.
That's cool. So find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Just visit betterhelp.com/segments today to get 10% off your first month. Therapists can be very expensive. With BetterHelp, they're affordable. And if you go to BetterHelp, help.com/segments, you'll even get an extra 10% off their already more affordable price for your first month.
You'll love to hear it.
So treat your mental health seriously. Take advantage of this great offer. That's BetterHelp, help.com/segments.
Segments.
Thank you, BetterHelp. Assholes. All right, we're back. I think we should play a game we've played before, but is easily repeatable and easily bettable, so we can win or lose some cash again.
Great. Love it. It's been a long time since I've lost cash on this show.
The origin of the game is kind of murky.
Guess for cash.
Origin of this game is kind of murky, but I believe I invented it, so I'm going to run with it.
Okay.
And it's the Who's 58 Years Old game.
Oh, nice. I would give you credit for that.
I have a not so vague recollection of me coming up with it at College Humor, and then we turned it into a game show, and we've played it a bunch, including during some live shows.
Yes.
I accidentally searched Who's 58 and I saw a bunch of celebrities. So we're going to have to choose a different age. Let's say something in between 40 and 60. And we'll alternate. First one to get it wins $50. Venmo from the other one.
Okay. Let's say 55.
Interesting. Okay. Do you want to start or should I?
I'll start because I think Paul Rudd is 55.
How old is Paul Rudd? He's 54.
All right.
If we were playing this game in April, you would have won.
Yeah. What's the What's the ante? How about it costs you $5 every time you guess?
I was going to say $50 to the person who gets it right first. But you want to say, is if we keep getting it wrong, the pot builds? That's pretty good.
Yeah.
So right now we're at $5.
Right.
So I don't want to get it right yet. That's only $5. So I'll say someone I'm not really sure is 55. Jason Statham.
Oh.
How cool is that?
I think he's 49.
Really?
I do think that.
Oh my God, he's 56. We are circling the wagon. Wow. There is some sort of weird really phenomenon that like whatever number you guess, you'll get like 54 or 56 like two or three times before nailing it.
Yeah.
I don't know why that is.
Keanu Reeves is older than that, I think.
Is that your guess?
No.
Is that your official? You know, by the way, we're up to a $10 pot here.
Let's go ahead and say, yeah, it is.
Lock
Keanu
it in.
Freaking Reeves.
How old did you think he was when you said he's not 55? He's actually...
I thought he was almost 60.
Like yeah, he's 59. Yeah, he's 59.
Really? All right.
Yeah. All right. Nice guess, though. That was really good. You got the age he was
Now the pot's at 20. I wanted it to build. I wanted it to build. Go ahead. Make your
guess.
Good,
I will. Because it's Jennifer Aniston.
I was going to say I didn't think you were going to guess a woman because you were sexist. But Jennifer Aniston
was.
Yeah.
Jennifer Aniston turns 55 in 2 months. She's 54.9 right now.
Damn. And you know who's going to be helping her celebrate? One Lisa freaking Kudrow. She's going to say, hey, Jen, congrats. You're 55 now, like me.
Wow, Lisa Kudrow is 60.
Fuck.
So that's your third guess. I have two. So this is $25 in the pot right now.
Right.
Kudrow is 60. Holy smokes. All right. I'm thinking about late 90s celebs that, you know, were in their 30s 25 years ago. Mm-hmm. And it just feels right / automatic. And like, I don't know, in a way that I'm like, yeah, for whatever reason, this is awesome to think that David Spade is 55.
And you're way off. You're way off.
He's also
you're
59.
All the way off.
That's a $30 pot right now. Way too old.
Way
you guess Kudrow
too
who's 60.
Old.
Kudrow is 60. That's currently
only,
the worst
that
guess.
That was a strategic guess because Aniston was so close. So I went to a different friend.
Right.
Okay. It was strategy. There was strategy there. I thought that was a freebie buffet. Okay.
<That's good>. Let's
go ahead and say Steve freaking Carell. Yeah. Steve Carell. Why not?
I'll tell you why not. Because we have a new winner for worst pick. He's 61.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah, that's seven incorrect guesses. The pot is now $35 as the tension mounts. And it mounts, actually, because you're not guessing the perfect guess.
Go ahead. What is
it? I know what it is. Do you know what it is? Cool.
I have a good guess for the next one, yeah.
Really?
I have a really good one.
I have an amazing one, actually.
Let's hear it.
Michelle Obama.
That is really good. That is a good guess. That's a good guess.
She is our third 59. So we keep being 4 years off.
It's a good guess, but it's not a great
$40
guess.
Pot.
Joe fucking Biden, bitch.
He's 99.
How about if we hit you with a taste of your own medicine? Basketballing's own Michael Jordan.
Yeah, I think he's like 60 or something.
Really?
Yeah.
I think he's 55.
Yeah, he's 60.
Is he?
Yeah.
Is he really?
Yeah.
Wow. It's almost Michelle Obama's age.
Of course. Although if we're in the fucking zone of sports, how about we hit a dinger? And we touch them all with baseball's own Big Mac. Steroid loving, base running, big boy from Oakland, Bash brother, Mark McGwire. Who says
Mark
no?
Mark McGuire himself. Mark McGuire down to the wire.
He's 60. He is 60. Okay.
Have to get off
That's
this.
10 Broncos.
Yeah, we're going way too old.
Try to miss young.
Kudrow threw
Try
us off.
Try to miss young. Aniston was 54, okay. And that's the youngest we've gone.
And I don't think she was the youngest friend. I think the youngest friend was Ross, or maybe it was Matthew Perry, RIP.
This would be for $50 right here.
I don't know, man. I'm drawing a blank. A Matt LeBlanc.
A Matthew LeBlanc. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. Yes, I really am drawing a Matthew LeBlanc with the McGuire home run.
LeBlanc turned 56 in July.
Wow.
Okay. Wow. We're off TV. We're off sports. There's another, I even guessed a politician. That didn't work out for me. Mm-hmm. But there's a sweet spot here, and it's called films.
Oh, films. Okay, films. I see.
Star of movie and screen.
Mm-hmm.
Imagine a guy who's so cool and new, but also kind of old. I think this guess will be, all right, all right, all right.
McConaughey.
McConaughey works too. I was gonna say fucking young Sheldon.
Show me young Sheldon. Bazinga.
Right off the bat, does Matthew McConaughey feel right to you? Are you afraid of that guess?
I've been afraid of all of the guesses. It doesn't feel right to me. I'm thinking 53.
Okay. And by the way, this will be very poetic because this is for $55. This is our 12th guess.
All right, now I'm actually afraid. Yeah, now I think it is probably right.
Matthew McConaughey.
By the way, if I just think it's right, then I'm also kind of right. Like, that's a really good guess. Like, that means that I'm pretty smart, too, if it hits.
McConaughey's 54. We're up to a $60 pot.
How about his best buddy, Woody Harrelson?
I would think he's older. But I've
maybe 1 year older.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe 8 years older. He's 62. You're absolutely the new leader for worst guess.
We're up to $60.
12. 60. We're 0 for 12. Here comes guess lucky number 13. I've been circling the wagons.
I have a really good one, by the way. I have a really good one. If you want to skip... I can go.
How about
you're
we skip?
To skip.
I'll skip, but then if you get the next one wrong, I win the boat.
No.
We're basically throwing half quarters up. Okay, I can get to 55. We got Matthew McConaughey in the zone. What about a singer? A singer is a good idea.
Yeah, a singer or a songstress.
Yeah. Ricky Martin? Is Ricky Martin 55?
It's a really good guess.
He's 51, our youngest guess.
I was bluffing your ass. I thought that was a terrible guess. I'm surprised he's in his 50s. I would have guessed 45.
He looks great. He looks great.
But that's part of the game. You have to say that's a good guess when it's a bad guess.
We're up to 60.
Because that encourages someone to lock it in.
65 or so.
Mike Myers.
I believe he's older, but I'll take a look.
No, wait then. I have a different one.
Mike Myers. How old is Mike Myers?
He's 65.
He's 60. Yeah, he's 60. Hey. My guess is Macklemore for $70.
What?
Shit, he's 29. No, all right. This is, I think for 70, I'm honestly losing fucking track here. This is crazy. I guess I have every even guess. So somewhere in the mix, we lost it. It was like 5, 10. So I think this is 70. This is for 70 bucks.
Yeah, sounds right.
Who's a fucking 55-year-old bad at it?
Yeah. All you need to do is think of a 55-year-old.
Yeah.
Who's 50 fucking five and why?
Ooh. I got a pretty interesting one.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Feels right. It actually feels really right.
Okay.
Snoop Doggy.
I was going to guess Dr. Dre next. Okay.
Really?
Let's see.
He's 52.
then I won't guess Dr. Dre.
I feel like we've gotten every 50 except for 55.
I actually do think it could be Dr. Dre, but I'm just going to go ahead and do Adam Sandler because we're really around this guess. SNL thing, yeah, and he's a little bit younger.
Yeah, yeah. So that's a really good guess, actually.
Yeah.
That's Let's go ahead like and say $70.
The Sandman, 75.
He's 57. I'm still alive.
Fuck. Damn it.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You guessed. Remind me of your 14 guesses so far, just so I'm in the
memory
midst.
Game.
Yeah. Okay. How about this?
I
Sandman's love interest in a few films, Drew Barrymore.
That's a good guess. That's a good guess.
She's probably a little younger.
I think she's
going to
be younger. I think she's going to be younger.
She's 48. Good on her.
Wow.
Yeah.
Very young. That's actually a terrible guess.
That's a Woody Harrelson-esque 7 years off guess.
Yeah. It's almost the worst guess. That's insane.
Almost.
Let's go ahead and say Dr. Dre.
I think this is for $80.
Dr. Dre's dead. He's locked in my basement. Marshall Mathers style.
He's 58.
God damn it. God fucking damn it. God damn it.
I think this is for $85. I honestly, this is getting out of hand. We really have to fucking get this at this point.
Yeah, we have to. We
it's
have to
55.
Finish this game.
It's not that hard. It's Matthew McConaughey-esque. No. It's Jennifer Aniston-esque.
Sure-esque.
How old is Aunt Becky, a.k.a. Lori Loughlin?
I think she's going to be older, but go ahead and lock that in. Lock that in, buddy.
She's 59.
Yeah, I thought so.
She's 59. I mean,
she is 59.
Of course, she's 59. This for $8.90.
We're out of the window of all of our people. Like, you're trying to think of somebody that's like just after Friends, you know?
Yeah, or like, around McConaughey.
Yeah,
but that's what you did with Woody. He was too older.
I think I got one. Then
all right, but you go
let's
first.
If we're Kate Hudson. Kate Hudson.
Kate Hudson.
Starring. Yeah, Kate Hudson.
Late McConaughey's love interest in How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days?
That's
you think
correct.
Was older than McConaughey?
Or the same age. I think she was exactly the same age.
I think this is in play for worst guess.
Okay, then
I think she's like
it.
39. All right,
no
Kate
way,
Hudson
39.
Is 44.
Okay.
55. How dare you? Do you not know how Hollywood works?
I really do.
Actually, let's just stop right now.
How old was Barrymore?
I'm sick to my
fucking
stomach.
Don't embarrass
me. It doesn't matter how old Barrymore was, because Kate Hudson was 44. You were 11 years off.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
And this is for $85, and this is from way downtown, because I do know, in fact, that this lady, this lovely lady, actually, is 55, and my God, she looks great. And give it up for Selma Hayek.
Isn't she lovely? Way older.
57.
Way older.
Yeah, 57. Yeah.
Way older.
Yeah, you guessed Kate Hudson, so I don't actually hear any insults. All right, for $90 at this point, Jake. And I know sometimes we don't pay each other. I think we have to make a deal right now that the loser does actually pay at this point. This is too much money
to pay.
This is too much money. We've each guessed wrong 9 times.
Yeah.
We haven't gotten 1 out of 18 correct.
Okay. So let's think about other, you know, Friends had a lot of guest stars on it. So that's kind of an interesting
informant. One of them was Paul Rudd, your first guess, by the way.
Yeah. Oh, Paul Rudd was my first guess. Paul Rudd is,
I'm going to go back. Have we played long enough that you can guess again and it
was
true?
Now?
Has he turned it yet?
Okay. And Michael Jordan's 60.
Yes.
So that one's
right
obviously
off the table.
Yeah, not happening. Brett Favre, that's interesting.
I love the Favre. I love going football with this. Yeah, Favre is in play, but I don't know if you want to go all the way with Favre.
Yeah. How Favre can you go?
How Favre can you get?
He retired at 40, and I feel like that was 15-ish years ago.
It was around then, and it was around 40. You know he'll be around 55.
Yeah. So it won't be as embarrassing a guess as Kate Hudson, but I really want to feel I want to feel amazing about my guess.
I got a really good guess, actually. Permission to steal?
No. No way. A Carson Daly level.
That's
guess.
Good.
That's what I'm
imagine sitting next to Carson Daly and Fred Durst as your two guesses.
Yeah. Fred Durst is also not that bad.
By the way, if you get it right, do I get a chance to match and Matt like a retribution shot?
Yeah.
He technically I think you should. Okay, great.
All right, let's go ahead and say Favre. Let's say Favre. Okay. I'll just say Brett Favre.
Brett frickin' Favre. Oh my lord, he's 54. He's 54.
He was going 55 and a 54.
I'm going to go with Ben Stiller just because that feels perfect. Stiller just...
There's something about Stiller that just feels right.
There's something about Mary Star, Brett Favre, reminded me of Ben Stiller that feels perfect. This is for $95.
Really, yep. Older?
He's 58.
Thought so.
He's 58, and it says, did you mean... People also searched for, and it gave a 55 away, which I won't look. I won't tell you or use, so just know that I could have cheated, but I won't.
Jason fucking Tatum.
Oh, my God. The 25-year-old Boston Celtic.
JK, Jason Bateman.
That's pretty good.
Jason Bateman.
That's really good.
Jason
Bateman. I'm scared. Bateman. This is for $100.
Can he win me $100?
Come on, I'm really scared of this. He's 54. He turns 55 in January. My God, that's a good guess.
So close.
We're up to $105.
Uh-huh.
You've guessed wrong 11 times. Me 10. This is... Mm-hmm. The pot is fucking... The crock pot is boiling over. This is a pressure cooker. I can't... Now losing this money will actually hurt. I don't want to Venmo you $100+. For what?
That's right.
It's a lot of cash.
That's right.
And because you went first, I can just fucking end the game right here.
But oh, you wouldn't even let me match.
Don't have to. 11 guesses each. You were 0 for 11, and I will be 1 for 11. But all my fucking good guesses are gone.
I feel like you win, I should get to match.
I wanted McConaughey. I didn't get either. What's in that zone? Late 90s, early 2000, fucking... What about... new HeadGum podcaster David Cross? It's in play.
It's in play.
I'll go David Cross. $59. We're up to $110. Yeah.
I feel like you're messing with me. Deborah messing.
That's really good.
That's right.
She's Deborah way older than 55, but that's a really good guess.
Really?
It's a really good guess for me because she's not 55. Yeah.
Okay. Way older. How old could she be?
She's 55.
Yes!
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. Okay. That's fine. Goodness. That's fine.
Oh, my God.
I just got to nail it.
I'm so happy.
I just got to get so it right happy. Here.
That's a lot of money.
That's 110. 110. Wow. That I won't be paying you.
Cash.
That I won't be paying you.
Mm-hmm.
I actually really won't be. Because I got somebody who probably is not only 55, but is so exactly 55. It's right in the middle.
Yeah.
Or
let's see.
It's like they just turned 55, which is also really, really exact.
Really
like this,
good.
Today's their 55th birthday.
If that is the case, then I'll Venmo you the full amount.
I really have to think.
Okay.
There's a lot riding on this.
I feel like we should institute a time limit. Let's say 10 seconds.
Yeah, 10 seconds feels right. Just 10, tell me when you want to start.
9, 8, 7, 6, 5. 4, 3, 2, 1.
Charles Barkley.
It's not bad.
It is bad. Michael Jordan, 16, is roughly as old as Charles Barkley. Mm-hmm. Barkley, 60. Yeah, that was bad.
Okay.
You win.
Wow. You have to be Deborah messing with me. That was clutch.
It wasn't as good as Freebie Buffet, but it was better because she actually is 55. My God. Right. 55.
Wow.
I'd love to see. Yeah. Should we just look up who's 55? All these people we missed.
Like, I wonder if Will Arnett is. That was a possible guess for me.
Will Smith right off the bat.
Ellen DeGeneres, how old is she?
You know? Will Smith, Hugh Jackman, Jamie Foxx, Daniel Craig, all these people we could have guessed. Owen Wilson, they showed me.
Oh.
Guy Fieri. Fuck.
Yeah. I wouldn't have guessed Guy Fieri. He has a tough age to pin down.
Let me pay you back in installments. I don't have the
Klarna style.
I need to do 3 easy payments of 35 with interest. I'll give you interest.
With an obscene interest rate. I'm okay with that.
Can I pay you $200 in a year? Do you want 110 right now, or can I give you 250 in 2 years?
In 2 years. Ohtani style. You can give me $2 this year.
And then 168 million in 2039. God damn it. Good work. Good job.
Thanks, man.
Good fight. Thanks, good segments today. I think we did good. I think this was a good one.
Yeah. That was awesome.
We only got to 3, but they're all hits. What are you going to say?
Yeah, I enjoyed myself.
For more of us waxing and waning philosophical, check out our Patreon, patreon.com/JA.
Yeah.
We're writing Jake and Amir's. We're watching Jake and Amir's. It's a whole diversified portfolio over there now.
Incredible.
And it's this might be coming out on or around Christmas. So what a better last minute Christmas gift. I got you something. Fuck. Patreon password.
Here's a login. The password is I love you.
Thought about this good for at least 1 month, maybe 2, depending on how things go.
Yeah.
All right. And we'll be back for this here podcast segments, aka Segmania, next week.
Segments.
Bye, everybody.
Adios.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news. We're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
Okay, I will. It's
can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.